Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:13 in the morning, 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show, Dave Bennett, Andrea Derlis here with you. Another 45 minutes or so, manning the ship. Steve is back on Monday. And Dave, you and I are extremely excited, and Mark Harmon, to have in studio with us now the legendary Tommy Lasorda, former LA Dodger manager and Olympian as well. Tommy's going to be speaking tonight at this wonderful program at the National Hellenic Museum in Greektown, right off of Halsted and Jackson. Program begins at 6 o'clock tonight. Admission is just $60, $45 for members. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet and talk with Tommy Lasorda.
Along with our friend Lou Kanellis. Tommy Lasorda managed the Dodgers for 20 years, 8 division titles, 4 pennants, 2 World Series championships. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1997, and he just celebrated a birthday last week. Tommy, welcome. Happy birthday to
you. Hey, thank you. Well, I always enjoy coming to Chicago. For some reason, I always loved this city. And I'm sitting here today because I'm going to do a speaking engagement for a group here. But Chicago is a great city. I love it here.
Tommy, how much are you traveling these days? I mean, you're here, obviously.
Well, last week I traveled to New York, and then I went down where we'd go?
Louisiana. Yeah.
We'd spend about 5 days, 6 days in Louisiana, and then come back home.
By the way, they gave you for your birthday this adorable, it's beautiful. It's an LA Dodger-themed blazer for your birthday, custom blazer that was designed just for you.
Yes,
that's
pretty,
something special.
Very nice.
Something very special.
Yeah.
You're going to wear that?
I got a jacket that I'm going to wear tonight. That you and look on the inside, it's got my age,
yeah,
how many years I've been with the Dodgers, and everything. So, but it's on the inside.
So you'd have to take it off for people to see it.
So I walk down like this so people can see it.
What do you think of the Cubs?
Well, I think they've done a tremendous job. They were very patient in building, and that's what you see there, what they build. They didn't have a good club at a few years back, but they come up with an outstanding team now. And it's an exciting team. It's not just a team that wins. It's an exciting team. And that's the way I was with my team for so many years. We would win because we had a lot of togetherness, a lot of spirit, a lot of willingness. And that's what you need to do to have a winning team.
But the thing you had such a strong organization. You always had young players. Not that you didn't acquire players via trade and whatnot, but you had strong young players coming up within the organization.
Absolutely right. When I managed the Dodgers for the first time, out of the 25 guys, 17 of them played for me in the minor leagues. So that just goes to show you, you can develop players for the major leagues, or you can sign players, free agents, and you can do a lot of different things today to get a winning team. I've seen so many teams so far that finished last and come back the next year and won.
Mm-hmm.
So The opportunity to win's better than it was then. When I was the manager, we had a tough time because we had to battle Cincinnati. We had to battle the Giants with Willie Mays. We had the Phillies. We had to really battle the clubs. I know one time we went into Chicago to play. In New York. And, it was in Cincinnati. I went there on the weekend, and so I said, I better go to Mass, when you're going to play the Reds. you're going to have a tough time. So maybe I was looking for some help. So I went to church, but who came in and sat right next to me was Johnny McNamara of the Cincinnati Reds. Now, I look at him, I knew why he was there. And, of course, he looked at me while I was there. So at the conclusion of the Mass, he and I walked out the center aisle together because he was going to give me a lift back to the hotel. When he veered off to the right, he said, "I'll meet you outside." I said, "No, where's he going?" The Mass was ended. And I looked in there, and he was lighting a candle. So instead of me going out the door, I went over to the left side of the church and went down when he left, and I blew the candle out. And I kept hollering all throughout the game, "Hey, Mac, it ain't going to work, pal. I blew it out."
Joe Madden here with the Cubs has some rather unorthodox methods. He'll bring in a magician to entertain the players before a game.
Zoo animals.
They'll dress up when they go on road trips. All these kind of things that aren't necessarily traditional.
Well, that's good.
I like that.
Yeah, sure. I did that. I had movie stars coming in.
Oh, sure.
They would come in, and when we played the Phillies in the playoffs, I had Rickles come in, and Larry Boa popped off after the game and said, "Yeah, Lasorda had to bring in Rickles." I said, "Hey, Rickles didn't play. All he did was have fun." That's what I wanted my guys to be loose, to get into the game. But I had all those movie stars who would come to my office and sit down, and it was great. I miss it very, very much because I would have still been managing if my heart didn't give out on me. Yeah. So the doctor said, "You can't do it." He said, "You can't go down there because if you go down there, the way you react, it's trouble."
You're still at most of the games?
Oh, yeah. I'm still working for the Dodgers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said he can't travel and all. I'm traveling more now than I did when I was managing.
We're going to take a break. Tommy Lasorda is with us. We'll bring Mark Carmen in here in a moment. Again, Tommy appearing tonight, a program at the National Hellenic Museum. Olympic spirit, the legendary Tommy Lasorda. We'll take a break. This is 720 WGN.
23 in the morning, 720 WGN. We're honored to have the legendary Tommy Lasorda in studio with us this morning. He's going to be at the Hellenic Museum in Greektown tonight for a one-on-one. You can meet Tommy, get an autograph. $60 admission. Well worth the price to meet Tommy Lasorda. So you were you managed the 2000 Olympic baseball team in Sydney, Australia.
Right.
Gold medalist. Now
right.
You can add to your accolades. Right. What was that like?
It was the greatest thing that happened to me because, you know, nobody could beat the Cubans. And I said, "Let me coach that team. We'll beat the Cubans. We got a better players than the Cubans." And I got the job, and, of course, we did beat the Cubans for the title of the Inc. because they gave me 24 players that I'd never seen before. So what I had to do was build up a relationship with them and make them believe that they're going to win this thing. And I told them that we didn't come, our theme was we didn't come 3,000 miles to lose.
Right.
Right.
And by golly, they won it. And I was so proud of them.
It was a wonderful moment. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of wonderful moments, I thought this past weekend, the Dodgers did a wonderful job in honoring Vin Scully. And of course, your career and Vin's were intertwined. I mean, he's everybody's favorite broadcaster. The Dodger fans were really lucky to have him there. What stands out to you, Tommy? Is there a favorite story or a favorite memory for you of Vin Scully?
Well, I was with him all these years. I never saw the guy mad. I never saw him turn anybody down for an autograph. Never saw him turn anybody down for a picture. He's just a great guy and loved what he was doing and became one of the greatest announcers in the history of the United States. And I was so proud to be associated with him. I thought, by golly, this guy is so good. In fact, you know, even now, I would turn the other program on and so I could just listen to him with the game. And he was the great announcer, and he always brought a lot of knowledge to the about the players that were coming in there to play. So we'll never see another Vince Scully. So that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, I'm going to outwork you.
That's right.
He quit. I'm still working. And I'm going to work till I'm 100 years old.
God bless you.
And I've got about 11, 12 years to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to live those 12 years. See, because God doesn't know where I am. I travel all the time. I know he's looking for me, but he can't find me.
Mm-hmm.
So by traveling so much, I still enjoy what I do. I go to all our minor league teams, talk to the youngsters, tell them what it's going to take to make it, and how to conduct themselves, how to represent the organization in the town that they're playing in. So I enjoy doing that, and I enjoy life. And I know he's looking for me, but he can't find me.
Hey, Tommy, speaking of those youngsters, there's a big talk in the game now, bat flips and celebrating the game, what's appropriate, what's not. I think a lot of people love you because you showed so much enthusiasm for the game. What do you tell young guys about, you know, what's appropriate as far as enjoying hitting a home run versus, you know, just putting your head down and running around the bases?
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to be you don't want to embarrass yourself. That's the main thing. And I had a bunch of guys that loved to play together. I convinced them that when you all get on one end of a rope and pull together, you can do a lot of things that you couldn't do otherwise. And so, you know, I managed for 20 years, and I had they stopped me because I had a bad heart. And here I am. I'm still around, and my heart's the same as it was then. But I'm traveling more now than I did when I was the manager.
That's right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And God still can't find you.
He doesn't know where I am.
Right. Well, you will be tonight at the National Hellenic
Museum. Don't tell everybody about that.
I know, sir.
Hey, so do you think we're going to see a Cubs-Dodgers National League Championship Series?
It could easily be. Could, mm-hmm. Yeah, it could easily be. I keep saying, you know something, we haven't won a World Series. We haven't been in the World Series in 28 years.
28?
We're going on.
We're in Chicago,
we're past
Tommy.
108.
108 years.
Well, listen, then you feel a lot worse than I do.
We do.
Tommy,
you look great.
Thank you for being here. We love you. Best of luck and keep moving.
Okay, you guys, thank you. I love the city and I love coming here. I enjoy it. They're very, very good baseball fans. And if we don't win, I wish they will.
Thank you, Tommy.
Fair enough.
You
and again, tonight with our buddy Lou Kanellis at the Hellenic Museum, 6 to 8 p.m.
Thank you, Tommy. We'll see you soon. Back after this on GN.